Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9. Keep you connected through insights, information, and illumination. So amazing that it's near the end of November. So December just around the corner. You're probably planning your holidays and there's lots of celebration time with delicious food and delicious eating. And nothing worse when you're having a good time and you're enjoying your food and especially wonderful chocolate when you have a guilty conscience. And so we've decided that we're going to take away the guilty conscience. Okay. You can go into the holidays and the festive season knowing that there are benefits to eating chocolate. We're talking specifically dark chocolate. We're going to unpack why it's good for you, because in the studio we have South Africa's own, well, he's called South Africa's own Willy Wonka, founder and director at Swiss Diversitas Group. And I know that Nicholas is going to help me pronounce this better. And it's Nicholas Thune. Nicholas, welcome. So lovely having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be sharing all about chocolate with you. And thank you for having our brand Valor Chocolates also with us today.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So now listen, before we even talk about chocolate, because to be called, you know, South Africa's own Willy Wonka, you're the chocolate man. But you have a long history because you're from Switzerland. Am I correct?
That is correct. I'm born and raised in Zurich. Yeah.
Okay. And you came to South Africa in 2011.
That is correct. Yeah. I came to South Africa in 2011 to open the Lindt subsidiary in Cape Town in the Waterkant.
Okay. And then you were here until 2018. You went back to Switzerland and then you returned.
Yes, I realized I went back to Switzerland working in the same company back home. But I realized I left my passion, my heart, my everything in South Africa, and also with
that's
the,
what we like to hear.
Yeah, and with the love of the, also with the love of the South African retail market. I mean, I'm as nerdy as it sounds, I'm very passionate about South African retail and supermarkets. You'll see me running around the supermarkets taking pictures of shelves and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, if you sell wine, you've got to be a wine connoisseur. You enjoy wine. Have you always enjoyed chocolate, or was it a job and then developed over time?
I would say I was a big chocolate lover as a child, like everyone.
Yeah.
I still embrace and love these chocolates from childhood, which is something almost like scientifically proven. You never get these childhood chocolates out of anyone's memory because they just stuck with you and they transport you back to those happy days when you got these chocolates. I would say my teenage life, I was not such a chocolate fan. And luckily, my work brought me back to chocolate because I can call myself a moderate chocoholic. and yeah, being Swiss, you know, it's like, yeah, it's growing up with chocolates, and luckily with chocolates of good quality, which we are also here to talk about, quality chocolate.
What is it about Swiss chocolate that is so unique and so special? You talk about quality ingredients because you can taste it, right? It's smooth, it's creamy. It's a lot of chocolates today, Nicholas.
Yeah.
They feel almost waxy. I can't explain it to you. And I'm a chocolate connoisseur, so I've always loved chocolate. And I'm finding a lot of chocolate not tasty at all. So what's it about Swiss chocolate that's so special?
Well, I wouldn't. Your observation is very right. I wouldn't go and label it Swiss chocolate. I would more label it, because Belgian chocolate, for example, is also very famous.
Yeah.
The chocolate we have here from Valor is from Spain, where we always say the Spaniards were the ones who brought chocolate from the Mayans in Mexico and
really?
Brought it to the court. But that was a bitter, experience. It wasn't sweet, so they didn't understand to mix sugar into. We're going to speak sugar as well after. But what we should more differentiate is premium chocolate and chocolate. The main difference of premium chocolate versus normal chocolate, which is also good chocolate, to be not to put that in the wrong corner there, premium chocolate defines itself to be from bean to bar, which is, or in South African terms, from bean to slab, which is chocolate that is manufacturers which do the entire processing of cocoa beans but into the making them chocolates as we buy them on the shelf. And the most important step there is the roasting of the beans. So the premium chocolate manufacturers, what they do is they do the entire process, as I said, themselves. And the roasting is where you define the aromas. So these chocolate manufacturers will not tell you how they roast the beans because that's their secrecy. And the way they roast them, the flavors develop. And then a very important step in the processing is the conching. The conching is where the chocolate is being further refined and refined and refined. And that's where you then find the difference between a premium chocolate, because they do the entire process themselves. They control the whole processing, while other brands don't. They buy a cocoa paste, like if you would buy some stock of pre-done wine and then you would continue the manufacturing of it. So what you will find in a premium chocolate is that it melts quicker on your tongue. So that's actually how we test the chocolates. We say, put a little piece of chocolate, you know, a square on your tongue. Does it melt quick? So it's not so much about saying, do you like the chocolate or you don't? But you will say by the melting point on your palate, it will be defined as a premium chocolate because it melts quicker and faster. Yeah, faster, quicker. Yeah.
So interesting. Thank you for breaking that down for all of us. So you talk about, there is the roasting of the beans, and this is where you are going to distinguish between the different nuanced
aromas, I would say.
Flavors. Aromas, right. Yeah. Okay. So for example, you represented Lindt. We all know Lindt. We love Lindt. And now Valor, which you're saying is this wonderful Spanish brand. If someone had to blindfold you, Nicholas, would you be able to taste the difference?
I will be able to taste the difference, but I wouldn't be able to... I would also define them as same quality, again, for the melting point, etc. But okay. I would see that the recipes are a secret to both of these companies. And we visited the factory. I was there 2 weeks ago in Spain on the coast of Spain, close to Alicante, where the factory of Valor is since 1881. It's a fifth generation family business. They will never tell us exactly how the process works, which is correct. You know, it's like the maybe in perfumery, in perfumes, it's the nose, you know, who's behind creating the perfumes. You don't. That's your biggest asset. So, but I would be able to distinguish a Lindt chocolate and a Valor chocolate, but I would be both of them. But I would say they are high quality premium chocolates.
Okay, so we're talking about what it does in the mouth, the tongue, and how it melts. I completely get that. So let's look at South Africans. I mean, we look at the local brands that we have, where we can get in the shops, and then we have these other more premium chocolates that we've just been talking about. Do South Africans eat a lot of chocolate?
South Africans are maybe not on the top ranks of average chocolate consumption per capita, but there is a high consumption of chocolate. And what we always said when we came to this country with my previous company, we said, make sure that you remember South Africans have a very sweet tooth. So,
okay.
And then you come with dark chocolates, which then obviously is at first an initial barrier, because you say, dark chocolate, it's not that sweet. And, you know, it's the things that the general person would like is not attributed to the dark chocolate. But then you have dark chocolates. And then I said, I put up a notch also when we go to the retailers. We say, well, 10, 15 years ago, we came to you with dark chocolate. You were all like rolling your eyes. And now dark chocolate has a huge growth. It has a huge following of people, real fans. And now, 5 years ago, just after COVID, we launched Valor chocolates. And Valor's specification is that Valor produces sugar-free chocolate. That's the big wow. Then they say, oh my God, sugar-free chocolate cannot taste nice.
I was going to say, I mean, I like chocolate because it's sweet. So a sugar-free, we're not implying that it's not sweet, but that there's no sugar in it. So there are a few things I want to unpack
there.
No refined sugar. And I want to look at that because sometimes when you take things out, there's a process which can make it not, you know, which could be making it a little bit unhealthy. So we're gonna come back to that. I want to talk about this sugar-free chocolate and the process of it. But let's just rewind just a sec. I want to just unpack the dark chocolate because it's so true. When dark chocolate was first introduced, there was this kind of resistance, and now so many people are going for the dark chocolate. It's almost as if you're slowly starting to change the taste buds, right? The appreciation of the type of chocolate, because the health benefit, and I use that word cautiously, because when you say chocolate, where would there be a health benefit? But there is a health benefit to eating dark chocolate. Am I correct?
You are correct. And obviously what we have to start with, it's always like with everything, in moderation. So what is recommended is a maximum of 20 to 30 gram a day, which is in a 100 gram slab. It's 20% of it or 30% of it. Quite easy. Let's say 2 or 3 or 4 squares, depending on how they're designed. I can't tell you the mold of every brand because every brand has a different mold for their slabs.
Sure.
But what can be said, like I said, let's stick to the moderation. And then when we are following the moderation, consumption moderation in moderation, then we can say that dark chocolate is rich in antioxidants, polyphenols, flavonoids, and they reduce inflammation. They support your cells. Hence, the aging is slowed down. They also have a benefit on your cardiovascular performance. They're good for your brain. They have somehow a mild caffeine stimulation. They have a lot of essential minerals. And I think what is most important for me is always they're mood boosting. They boost increase your production of serotonin, endorphins, dopamine. And you can say like chocolate makes you happier. And that's proven. And that's for me has always been... It has always, thank you. I'm happy that you confirmed that. And that's always been a driver for me. I wanted always to sell, promote, introduce quality chocolates, clearly, with a focus on dark or as well sugar-free chocolates. But the fact that people just give you a smile back when you talk about it already is just so nice. It's really, really nice.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
It's motivating.
Did you mention gut health?
Gut health. Yeah. Now I would have to go and say, well, my wife, she's a dietitian, and she would say, Nicholas, don't speak about it too much because you are not a professional. But certainly it supports your gut health. Yes. And from the gut health, we get our immune strength. So, but I wouldn't, I'm not the expert there. I would leave that for the professionals. But like I said, we have a lot of health benefits of dark chocolate. And you know what is very easy as well?
In moderation.
And it's very easy as well. If you have a slab of 100 gram, most brands, now we have high cocoa prices, so some brands reduce the size of their slabs, but usually you have a 100 gram slab in your hand. And if it's written 85% cocoa on that slab, you do know that 85 grams of those 100 grams are cocoa. And only 15% can be something else. So you are very sure that you will have a high cocoa product in your hand, and you will know that the cocoa itself has the benefits which are spoken about. So in general, yes, it's a healthy, indulging product.
So let's move to this guilt-free, sugar-free option, because I saw that it's estimated that 84% of consumers their sugar intake in the past year, which is amazing, absolutely amazing. And you're saying that this Valor has got this delicious sugar-free option.
Absolutely.
Baked it. So what have you done with the sugar?
Yeah. So Absolutely. The trend of the sugar, we can see in a lot of studies that we also look at. I mean, we produce chocolates, but we still look at what's happening, obviously, the trends in the market to get the right product for the consumers. Sugar is kind of the new tobacco or alcohol of this century, you know, the meaning that we are all very cautious about sugar intake, which was maybe before the millennium, before the last century or the last wasn't that big of a topic. We fed our children a lot more sugars than we do nowadays. So Valor has started in the late 90s already to start creating sugar-free chocolates, which is a very difficult path to get it right. They've been doing this now for 25 years, and they have chosen, I say they because we are the distributor, Swiss Diversitas Group. We are not Valor. We represent them with a lot of passion, as you can hopefully hear. refined those recipes over the last 25 years because they're using stevia and they're using maltitol, both natural sweeteners, but stevia being a very naughty, I would say, ingredient, because if you get it wrong, it will give you a bitter aftertaste.
Yeah.
So I wished that we could taste chocolates now, but we do that after the interview. You will see that these chocolates of Valor don't have a bitter aftertaste because they got the levels right, the portioning right of the ingredients. So it's a narrow path to make these chocolates tasty. We always say the sentence is sugar-free chocolates with no compromise in taste. I believe the people who are purchasing our products and repurchase our products, they would vouch for that. So Valor has been an expert over 25 years in producing sugar-free chocolates and making sure that the refined sugar is not there, but that you still have. I have one here, which is called Creamy Milk Hazelnut. It has a hazelnut filling. If I would, Nikki, give you a slab, again, blindfolded, I would give you a piece of it, you would at no stage tell me, Nicholas, this is sugar-free. Which is the aim.
Really?
You want to obviously replicate the sugary sensation, which makes us all also very happy. Huh? Let's not forget that. Or hyped as well. So we have these two ingredients, which are stevia maltitol, which have a certain amount in the recipe to make those chocolates very yummy and keep the indulgence high. That's very important when you sell premium chocolates. If it doesn't taste right, you'll walk away, you know? So
exactly.
We need to, that's exactly. The big challenge, yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder, you know, if we had to have this conversation 5 years from now, if you had to say, wow, we're selling a lot more Valor sugar-free bars than the normal. And because, I mean, just looking at how conscious people are. And also, you know, you've shared some amazing recipes. I mean, we've only got a few minutes left. But even your stuffed dates with peanut butter and chocolate, you know, how you use the medjool dates and you're using no salt and no sugar peanut butter, and then again the Valor, the sugar free, and then nuts. I mean, this is the most delicious, and I know it because I've made something very similar.
Yep.
It is so rich, it is so fulfilling. I mean, it really is delicious, and it's such a healthy alternative.
I can just 100% confirm what you said. It's also, if of the ones I shared with you, that would be my favorite. The dates are extremely healthy. You have even tennis players who just eat dates when they cross, sit on a bench and go play an other amazing point after. You have peanut butter being very approved by my dietitian, registered dietitian wife. And then you have the sugar-free chocolates. I mean, it's an absolute winner. And like you said, again, it's the great thing about it is you can do all of this and you're not missing anything. Missing that exactly. Sugar sensation because you replaced it. But again, it's very important to have the right and quality ingredients. So it comes at a price that we have to be cognizant of. But well, like with everything, more people consuming something like this, the better the availability will be, the better the prices will be. We are very happy about our price points and we're seeing good effects in the retailers that we sell. So,
and also, if we go with what you've said about moderation, you're not eating a slab a day. That slab's going to last you a few days, right? And it's good premium quality. So I just want to stress, you know, we are going into a holiday season. This beautiful peanut butter, stuffed dates, chocolate, yum yum, or just the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be cheating, because it's not cheating. You
exactly.
know, and I hope that we've got that point across. The healthy cocoa, the sugar-free option. Yeah, something
Absolutely.
To look forward to.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we're all looking forward, you know, to this, to season and to celebrate.
But
we can celebrate with like we said, we can celebrate with a conscious mind as well, which
exactly.
Life still
is
being
too
indulging.
Short,
life is too
yes,
short.
Life
we
is
still
want to
indulge. Exactly.
And be healthy.
Yes.
Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us. It's been so lovely having you on the show. I've learned a lot, especially from that roasting. I knew nothing, actually. I just consumed chocolate. You've taught me a lot. Thank you. Thank you.
And I thank you very much for having me. And it was a pleasure and fun and discussing chocolates with you. Thanks so much.
Wonderful. Nicholas, take care. Thank you.
Nicky, have a lovely
Thune
day.
Nicholas South Africa's own Willy Wonka and founder and director at Swiss Diversitas Group Pty Limited. Yum, yum, yum. So we don't have to fret about eating delicious, healthy, sugar-free chocolate. And that's the velour chocolate.